Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, or wherever you happen to be. I hope my mic is on. Whoops. The mic is on, but my demonstration is not. One moment. I'm just trying to launch my desktop so we can do a demonstration with the Windows Phone. If not, we'll see what happens. Name is Mark Schramm. I am a Microsoft MVP. Loyalty in the past has been that looks phone and for Windows. My moderator today, Jan Hanneman, is equally as talented in those areas as I am. He's also a Microsoft MVP, of course, and either one of us can answer almost any questions you might have with regards to Windows Phone. So our presentation today will be using Windows Phone 8.1, running with an emulation on top of a Windows 10 desktop. So we believe in going for the gusto. I think we can see, I'm hoping everybody can see my desktop now. I'll just get a check from my moderator that he can see the desktop and we can move along. Dead silence.
Mark, you're good to go.
All right, so let me go on to the next slide. And I'll give you contact information for us later. Should you have any questions that go unanswered during this presentation, please feel free to ask questions as you go, as we hit different topics that might be of interest to you and to other people that are sitting in. Looks like my slide advancing is working properly. All right, so the idea behind this presentation today is to walk you through some of the things that I find productivity enhancements, or things that I found big gains over when I went to Windows Phone 8.1 and started using it in my day-to-day life. And the idea is to show you basically things that the Windows Phone comes with built in, and I didn't need to install any extra apps to do the things we're going to show you today. Some of the social media interaction, I guess we had to install the social media apps, but the actual presentation part of it, the information will be presented wholly in Windows Phone built-in apps. So we're going to walk through the things that help me basically in my day. I, as an MVP, have a lot of things on my schedule. As a small business owner, I have a lot of things scheduled, and sometimes it's hard to keep track of all those things in both my personal and business life. And one of the big challenges is for me remembering to put things in my calendar in the first place. Well, along comes Cortana, and in fact, that little bit of software has made my ability to keep my calendar up to date so much better than it ever has been before. I'm generally a lazy computer programmer. I don't want to have to type in a bunch of stuff or hit a bunch of buttons. I just want my appointment put in my calendar. Cortana helps me do that. She's really good at that. I want to keep my appointments current. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. That's one of the primary focuses of what I do with my phone is appointments, quite honestly. The other half of that is people. In previous phones that I've had, very secondary, my contacts, just a contact list that I would every once in a while go back to and search and find information. Sorry, not find information, but find their phone number or find their email address. However, in Windows Phone, it's about the people. It's not so much what information they have, but what are they doing? Where are they right now? What do I need to know about them that's interesting right now? I don't go to my email to find email about people. I go to my people to find out email about those particular people that I'm interested in. We'll walk through all those things and demonstrations, assuming all the technology works properly today. Messaging. So again, it's all centric about people. I use my phone for email a lot. I get a lot of email. And being able to organize that email in a coherent way is a huge part of why I use my Windows phone. In fact, I'm able to organize it better on my phone than I am on my desktop in many ways. And lastly, we'll go through some of the built-in benefits of Windows Phone, some of the nifty things you can do with it right out of the box. So first of all, I'm sure you've seen, or I hope you've seen, a lot of the commercials that have been on television and on the web with regards to Cortana and Cortana as a personal assistant. Cortana is not just an information retrieval application. It really is built into the core of Windows Phone. And it is, in fact, a very important part of you use the phone. I didn't realize that until I actually had it, but once I had it, I would find it very hard to go back. I think of Cortana as a she more than an it or as a program now. She handles my schedule. She handles alarms, notes. She keeps track of things like my flights. And we'll show you all of those things as we go. Let me move on. Okay, so let's start off with Cortana's ability to handle schedules. Previously, what I had to do is open my calendar program, find the day I want to make my appointment on, tap and hold or hit the plus button, type in the name of my appointment, type in the date and time of the appointment, and then save it all. Well, I couldn't be bothered doing all that stuff. So let's see if we can get our demo here working. So we're going to talk about, in this demonstration, my calendar, reminders, alarms, and flight tracking as sort of a fun thing. A Lumia. Well, now it picks the time to time out. Okay, this is a Lumia 1520, it has a lot of pieces. In the top left-hand corner is my connection to Cortana, but I've also got it built in with a hardware button in the lower right-hand corner. But I've also got it just to talk to Cortana. Let's say that I lock. I can simply say, "Hey Cortana, book me an appointment for tomorrow at 3 p.m.
What do you want to call it?
Homework.
Okay. I'll add homework to your calendar for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it.
So I was able to add an item to my calendar very quickly and very easily. And not only that, but I added it to a calendar on my phone, but it's already been synchronized to the cloud and then to my desktop or laptop, to any tablets I might have, any other machines I have that I'm logged on with my Microsoft ID. It synchronizes across all of them right away. So when I get back to the office and open up my laptop, my appointments that I scheduled when I'm standing in front of the dentist or in front of a crowd at a presentation for Windows 10 or something, it's there at my desktop where I need it and when I need it. It's very handy. Alarms. Everybody does alarms. I used to have an alarm clock I took with me on every road trip I went on. I don't do that anymore. And now I can simply tell Cortana to wake me up at a certain time. Be careful about the judicious use of her name. Hey, Cortana. Wake me up tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. You'll have to excuse me for a moment. I'm going to turn off Cortana on my desktop. Should have done that earlier. But another type of alarm you can do is I can say, wake me up in 30 minutes. Maybe I'm going to do that cat nap. She'll figure out from the context what time I actually want to be woken up, and she'll set the alarm. But I can also do reminders. Remind me when I get to work to call George.
Okay, I can remind you to call George when you get to work. Sound good?
Yes. Because a phone has a built-in GPS and a lot of other nifty things, Cortana is aware of where I am, so I can set reminders based on what are called, the fancy name for it is a geofence, but basically it's a place. She's familiar with where my home is, where my kids' schools are, where my work is, or anything that I would commonly go to. And I can say, remind me when I get to those places. She's also aware of things I'm not necessarily familiar with. For example, I can say, remind me the next time I'm close to a flower shop to get roses for my wife. And the next time I actually walk into a flower shop or walk by one, she'll tell me that. I could say the name of a specific flower shop if I wanted to, and then I would trigger on that particular store based on the content of her GPS and the maps, the Bing maps that are built in. So that's reminders. Reminders are pretty cool. I don't believe he's sitting in on this meeting, but there are a set of MVPs out there, Microsoft MVPs, that are consumer phone experts. And they're great people to get in touch with. Find them on the MVP site. Ask them questions. They'd love to help you with your Windows Phone. They'll love to show you the Windows Phone that they have. There's one particular one that we have here close by called Joel Rushworth. And he gave me a tip on the Windows Phone that I found very useful, and I'm starting to use it now a lot, which is voice notes. So let's say I'm at a presentation and I see something interesting. I can just say, hey, Cortana, take a note.
Tell me your note.
Remember that I have to go to a Windows 10 hackathon tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Saving your note. Got it.
Now, what Cortana's just done is opened up OneNote, which is a part of the Microsoft suite, recorded my voice and the text into a OneNote, and if I go to OneNote on my desk, and I sync this book. I'm not sure how fast it will go through on here. We are using a lot of bandwidth for this presentation. You'll see that my message has appeared. Remember that I have to go to Windows 10 Hackathon tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I can play them. Well, I won't because it's not close to my microphone. But anything I record on my phone just synchronizes to anywhere I've got OneNote. Just like that. Very fast, very tidy. And I think that's really cool. So I thank shout out to Joel for that great suggestion. The other one that everybody wanted me to show is flight tracking. Now, if I purchase a ticket from any number of normal airlines that are out there, and I get an email to that effect that I have, here's my flight itinerary, Cortana can spot that it's a... can spot that it is a flight, and will ask me if I want to if I want her to track that flight for me. She can do things like track the flight, tell me if things are going to be late through the notifications, track the traffic to get to the airport from wherever I am, warn me if she thinks that I should be leaving now so that I'm not going to be late because of traffic. I'm going to pop in a flight number. Oh, if I do not get an email, in fact, I can manually put in a flight. So we're going to open her up. I don't have any flights in there, so let's see. I hope I get a flight number here that's right. I didn't. Maybe my moderator can remember. Let's try that one.
You can just...
we're good.
You're good.
So I put in Alaska Flight 2363. You can see right at the top, you don't see my phone. My apologies. So I just typed in the flight number, AS263. You can see at the bottom. She came up with a web search that shows right at the top Alaska Flight 2363 at the airport closest to my home, and has a neat little link there that says show AS263 updates. As soon as I tap that, if I go back to, I think it takes a moment for it to show up. You'll see an airplane icon appear where the circle is for Cortana, and updates will show indicating information as far as late, whether the flight is late. It does take a moment to show up. There's my flight there. So the information that she provides me is the flight is on, departs in an hour, Vancouver Airport. It should take me an hour and 2 minutes to get there, according to this, light traffic on the way. Tells me the weather at the destination I'm flying to, and tells me the exchange rate on my dollar for my trip. All of those things she deduced from just simply a airline flight number. I think that's pretty cool. Cortana does a lot more than just answer questions. Okay, so Cortana, the other aspect and the ability to do things without me having to type anything into a on-screen keyboard is the way it organizes people. In previous phones that I've had, it basically gives me a list of people, and that's all it really is. And if I'm in my mail app, I can see that list of people. If I'm in my messaging app, I can see the list of people. But you don't actually just want to look at the list of people. On Windows Phone, that's kind of the most important part. From the list of people, I can make phone calls, I can send emails, I can send messages, I can see their history, I can do a lot of different things with it. I can group people together, and those grouped people can allow me to do things like track all the Twitter feeds from all the different Microsoft names or Twitter feeds that are out there instead of having to look for just one. Or I can see for all my friends a stream of their Facebook posts without having to go into Facebook. We'll show you that in a second. I guess we'll show it to you now. It's probably more interesting. Before I get into that, though, one thing I want to talk about is right at the bottom, I'm talking about Inner Circle and Quiet Hours. One of the things that Cortana does is Cortana has the ability to understand when are the hours that I tend to be awake and doing things. She'll ask me if these are the appropriate hours. And anything that's outside of that area, say from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m., she marks as quiet hours. If anybody tries to phone my phone that isn't in my list of people that I consider to be my inner circle, my wife always gets through, my children, a few selected friends, anybody else, she will basically take a message. I'm not available. If for some reason that person is extraordinarily persistent, you can get through, but you have to keep calling multiple times. In theory, it's very important. Same with text messages, and you can configure all that stuff right in Cortana, in Cortana's settings. Every time I say the word Cortana, she wakes up. So let me show you how the people stuff works. And hopefully I won't forget anything. Okay. First off the bat, you'll see that I have a lot of tiles on my display that you can see it. Basically, I've already got a number that are grouped together. So I've got a family tile that is a group of all the people in my family. I have a Microsoft public tile that includes things like the build fee, build developer, and a few other people that are associated with Microsoft. I have my friends feed, or a group of friends, where it shows me basically their Facebook feed, their LinkedIn, their Twitter, all of that stuff put together. But we'll start off by here I've got a list of all the people. I can create groups of people, grouped any way I want, and those groups provide me with live tiles that includes information about those people. So we're going to exit out of here. Now, if I go into a particular group, the Microsoft, it shows me for these particular people. One is Ben Rudolph. If you know who Ben is, Ben the PC guy, I think is his monitor. You've seen him on Microsoft commercials. He does a lot of promotion for Microsoft Phone. But there's a build feed, Microsoft Canada, Channel 9, and they provide information. Now, you can tap on any one of those tiles, and it will tell me about that particular thing. So build may have a phone number, may have an address, may have an email address, may have Twitter or a website. All of those things sort of get listed and aggregated together here in one place. But if I go, let me carry on with that. So let's say we're at build. From within build, I can click on connect, and that allows me to send him a Twitter message, send them a Twitter message, or I could phone them, or I could send a message. I can connect to them in any way based on the information that I've collected on that particular person. Under what's new, any tweets, Facebook notices, LinkedIn notices that they do will just automatically appear. And will appear on their live tile. And I can get a running stream of all their bits of information that are flowing. But that's just for one person. Let's say I aggregate it all together and see all the Microsoft stuff.
Mark, your audio is cutting out. Maybe you will have to repeat the last sentence you're speaking.
It's new, and I get the individual and look at their information feeds. But if there's a group of people, for example, a Microsoft group, all in one place, so I can follow the thread through of what's happening. When I first started using Windows Phone, I really honestly didn't down with this is that I was able to quickly hook into Twitter and Facebook and see what people were doing. I found it very tedious to say if I had three friends and I wanted to know what their Facebook, I'd have to either go to the Facebook app, find their feeds and different bits and pieces. And I end up going in and out of all my friends and I see them all in one shot. The other thing you can do with the people, I don't know how you guys work, but I have an email that's home. I have an email that's for work. I have an email I use with Microsoft MVP. I have an email where I just tell people that's my email, so they'll send them junk there. But I have emails, which means quite often that I have four different profiles, which also means that I may have, for example, Jan, my moderator, in three different places. Well, I don't want to see Jan three times list of people, as much as I like Jan. No offense, Jan. One of the things you're able to do, let's see if we can find him. Hope you don't mind me. You see at the bottom that there's that little link sign. I have a pin sign, a link sign, and a pencil sign. The pencil sign allows me to edit whatever accounts they have. In this case, Ben has one account, Twitter. But if he had Facebook and LinkedIn, he would have multiple accounts. And I can, unless I link them together, they'll show up as three different accounts. Although Windows Phone is pretty good about auto-linking. But all I do is click on the link button, and I can find the other Ben and connect it together. Find the other one, link it together. And then eventually I have just one profile that lists all his different feeds, and they're all together. And when I go to look at what's new, it'll tell them all to me at the same time. The ability to link contacts is really nice. And linking could be four different mail accounts. It could be my Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, anything that's out there, anything new that comes along, I can link them together under a single cohesive. Showing you information. And it's useful for me to even just glance at my start screen and get a glimpse of something that's interesting. Somebody may be at a presentation that interests me, or a friend of mine went to the U2 concert here in Vancouver last night, and it caught my eye that he was there in the crowd, and he took the picture, and I followed up and had a look at what was going on. Did I hear somebody else?
So, Mark, we had an interesting question. I like that. So, it's basically you talking about all this different information we get from people and how they all come in a people-centric way. But the question is, I have from John is, can we also, is there a good way on phone to silence out incoming information and messages and pop-ups, and maybe at certain times or in certain scenarios. So I could imagine like driving or, you want to be distracted, stuff like that. Is there any built-in stuff in this Cortana that allows us to silence people, not just to listen to them?
There's a couple that I know of, and I may get some suggestions. A little bird may whisper something in my ear as well. But I'll talk about the first two that I know of. So the first one is quiet hours. All those notifications and all those things that go on are silenced when you're in quiet hours, unless it's somebody from your inner circle. But Windows Phone also has this thing called driving mode. When Windows Phone senses that you're in a car and you're going to drive, and I can only guess some of the ways she figures it out. I know when I connect my Bluetooth hands-free device, she figures out that I'm driving. I think it could be the motion of the car. She'll actually turn on what's called driving mode, and that silences, again, all that nattering and stuff, so that while you're driving, you're not hearing your phone go beep, swish, jingle, whatever, while you're driving. And I haven't honestly gone into too much depth with the driving mode. I just let it be and let it do its thing, because mostly when I'm driving, I just put my phone in my pocket and ignore it. Those are the two that I know of. I know that you can go in and individually select applications or apps and indicate whether you want to allow their notifications to come through or not. But that's more less of a time-dependent thing and more of a, I just don't want that app sending out notifications. So if a particular app is excessively noisy and I don't want toast notifications to come, I can turn those off. If I don't want them to show in my action area, my notification area, I can turn those off by app. I'm not sure I can do it by person. I don't know if there's a ban way of taking a particular person and banning them, but if I find out more from that, I'll post it either through my blog or on Twitter. I'll send out on that. Good question. And the driving mode is actually a fairly new innovation that just came out just a short while ago, about a year ago, I guess. It's great. Okay. So we're in people-centric. We talked about those things. Let's move on. So messaging. One of the things I didn't talk about is how I deal with my email. I have a lot of email accounts. I've mentioned that. And I have the email all over the place. When somebody comes to me and says, do you remember, did you get an email from so-and-so on Tuesday? I'll quite often look at them and go, maybe, I'm not sure, before I had a Windows Phone. Because it's a fairly lengthy process to go into one mail account, search it, go into another mail account. And while you can link email accounts together to make it one big aggregated mailbox, I prefer not to do that because I like to keep my personal and business and junk mail accounts all sort of separate. And it's a hassle to go in, but I don't need to do that anymore. If somebody says, did you get an email from Jan in the last week? I can simply go into Jan's box, person record, particular person. Let's do this one. Oh, I don't have history on this. I've got to find one that I've got history on. Give me one moment. I know you can't see right now, but I want to search. This is my actual real phone that I use on a day-to-day basis. So,
Mark, I'm currently seeing your slide.
Which is correct. This is what we want you to
see.
Okay,
all right, okay. Then we are good.
I'm just trying to find some information that isn't too sensitive.
You don't want to share your secrets with us?
Some of them I'm not allowed to. I have been told. Okay, so let me switch to my phone. So this is actually an associate of mine, a gentleman I work with by the name of George Ashley. If he's listening, sorry, George, you got. But basically what it allows me to do is simply go in to George and look at the file. And one of the pivots or one of the tabs on his profile is a history tab. And it allows me to see email messages I've received from him, any phone calls I made with him, either came to me, sent out to him, and I can very back to whatever period and the information. So I can very quickly look up for a particular person what my history is with them, which I couldn't do before, and I don't have to search my email to do it. I find that a very useful thing. Let me think here. That was the main thing I want to talk about. The mess. Let me go back to my. Right. So the phone also has Skype. It has email. It has messages. So you have ways of communicating with almost everybody, and those historical things do get put into the history. There probably will be other apps that will be allowed to do that at some point. I'm not sure which ones are allowed and which ones aren't, but I know that I've seen messages in there from those three different categories, either text messages, email, Skype, and other Windows apps.
Mark, we have a question related to messaging, because you already talked about messaging. What are the options on Windows Phone to not just communicate with one person, but with groups? So if you want to work together with other people, messaging, maybe not just messaging, maybe also sharing stuff.
Well, one of the options, of course, is Skype. You have the ability to create groups in Skype and talk to all, or use, let's just say, text chatting with all of them at the same time. That's one. Can we do group messaging? Yeah, and you may know this one better than I do. Did you cut off your microphone already?
No. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So yeah, interestingly, in the past there was something what we called the rooms that came with Windows Phone 7, and that was a nice collection. It was not just messaging, but sharing photos and a OneNote notebook, and that's going away with.
Sadly.
Yeah, sadly, it's going away. But there are other options, and there are good options. And one I'm aware of, and I use a lot also professionally, is Groups. Surprisingly good name for an app. So it's all about Groups. It comes from Microsoft, so it's a first-party app. And the best thing, it's cross-platform. So with Rooms, which was great for Windows Phone people, but just for Windows Phone people. So now your friends most likely also have other phones, and with Groups you are cross-platform and you can share images. It's a great chat app. And of course you still can, with OneNote, with the power of OneNote, you can share things and you just put in a link. You can work together on a shared note, so that helps you to go beyond just messaging and going beyond just texting to each other. But that's a core functionality of Groups, and it's great. It works great. And also, in to go back to that filtering of information, you can also in Groups you can mute certain channels, so you might use it for work, and then at some point, it's enough with messaging coming in. Maybe there are 10, 20 people in a group, so you can silence a channel there as well. So that's a good option. Of course, there are other options on Windows Phone, like WhatsApp, that supports groups as well. So yeah, third-party options a lot. But that one came into my mind was Groups, the Groups app from Microsoft.
I did not know that. That's a good thing to know. Right, here's one that another one is. I always go back here. If you have people and they have the ability to accept text messages or emails, you can go into your, and this is right out of the box, you could simply go to your group, your people app, look up groups, go into a particular group, and you can see that I have the ability to text or email to everybody in that group hitting a single button. And that applies no matter how big the group is, and it will send or text the message to everybody who is capable of receiving that. And I'm going to download that group application too. Groups application. So other things that are really handy in Windows Phone, and there's probably people that have gone into more depth on this track either today or yesterday, but every Windows Phone has Microsoft Office built into it. That means that I have OneNote. You saw the OneNote integration with Cortana. I have Word. I have Excel. I have PowerPoint. And with something like Miracast, I can actually load PowerPoint on my phone and present with nothing more than my phone, which is pretty slick. With the advent of Windows 10 on the phone, I think there's going to be a whole lot more goodness coming as well, because basically Windows Phone 8.1 is an operating system built for phone. Windows 10 is built for everything. So while Jan and I are really good at writing apps for phone and Windows, then of Windows 10, we're automatically really good at writing apps for Xbox, tablets, HoloLens, Internet of Things. Oh yeah, another part of Office is something called Office Lens. But in this particular case, I'm going to ask Jan to say a few words on it, because quite honestly, I have not used Office Lens that much yet. Jan has.
Yeah, Office Lens, it's a very, very, I use it a lot, and especially when I'm traveling. So one scenario is, of course, when I'm on the road, I'm collecting my receipts, and I use Office Lens a lot to just take a picture, and then it automatically loads up into my OneNote. So I get in a very easy way to collect all the receipts together. Plus, you have now the option to create PDFs from it on the fly or Word documents. And Office Lens supports different modes. So in the past, I also worked on research, and I worked with biologists on a big genomics project. And what they like to do, they doing big formulas and graphs on a whiteboard. And when they talk to you and explain to you, you understand, but then you forget very soon. And you can't take the whiteboard with you. But with Office Lens, you also have a whiteboard mode. And it's very easy to snap this whiteboard, and you have it on the go in your OneNote. And what Office Lens does very well, and that what it separates it from just taking a photo, it's basically whatever angle you take, it de-skews the image, and also it's recognizing the whiteboard area, so it's cutting out all the rest you don't need. And they also, a couple of weeks or months ago, they also introduced another mode, and that's very handy, you know, if you're on conferences like we are as MVPs, and that's the OCR for business cards. So with Office Lens, you just take a picture of a business card, and now the magic happens is it's recognizing the business card. It ends up again in OneNote, but instead of just having a picture now, it also extracts all the recognized text from the business card. Plus you get a contact attachment, so you just click it and it's in your people hub. So you have it available across all your devices, which is very, very handy.
Thanks, Jan. Other simple things that are in there, if you've ever done any, you've heard a song playing on the radio and you want to know who it's from, often I use Shazam on another platform. With Windows Phone, it's just built into Cortana. In the top right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see a little music note. You tap it. She'll listen to the song, and she'll tell you where it was and, you know, where you can buy it. QR codes, the camera that's built into the phone. And I could do hours on the camera. The camera is awesome. But one of the things it does is it has the ability to see QR codes and read them automatically. We talked about Office. The other thing. And this was a big winner for me. Search for games. Point. and one that uses a Windows phone.
Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
We lost your audio for the last 5 to 10 sentences you spoke. So if you could repeat, that would be awesome.
Sure. The Xbox Hub allows you to see what games you have on your device. It allows you to see what games are available that you may want to add. Allows you to see your Xbox statistics, things like your points, your achievements, your friends on Xbox. It allows you to see what friends on Xbox are doing now. It allows you to invite your friends to a game on Xbox. It's all connected and very handy. It's a little choppy. Normally the avatar stands there a little more solid or play down. Now he's gone. But you have the ability to see that. I'm a little embarrassed to show you my achievements because there isn't that many. Any games you've installed yourself and your hub. So to my son, who is an avid gamer and has more points than I do, sadly, a lot more points than I do, his ability to see his friends on Xbox is wonderful on his phone. Translation. You have the ability to do translation very easily, and it keeps getting better. You can do audio translations now, so you can speak in the words you want in English and have them come out in any number of languages. And there's about 5 languages for the audio right now, and they're adding more all the time. As far as written, there are dozens of languages. You could type in a phrase or say a phrase and have it translate the text of that into the text for another language, and it'll read that text to you. It's built into the Bing Vision app that's on the Windows phone. So the gist of what I've been trying to get through is basically my business life is a lot more organized than it was. I use a lot less paper. I use a lot less of those little pieces of torn paper that I've ripped off of my notepad where I wrote a note to myself, left it sitting there, and lost it. Everything I collect, I use OneNote religiously. OneNote, honestly, I think if I was going to pick all the applications on my phone, OneNote would be the one that's the most precious to me, simply because it allows me access to all the notes from all the different things that I do anytime I need them. I was just at Build 2 weeks ago. I wrote pages of notes while I was sitting there in the crowd. Well, those notes were instantly or pretty much almost immediately available on my phone and back at my office. And I didn't lose them, or I can't lose them. I don't have a sheaf of paper that are going to get bent-eared and worn out and then eventually lost because I don't know what to do with them and I can't index them or search them. Everything on my phone is just wonderful to have all that information. Integration with the cloud is great between OneNote and OneDrive and storing everything in Office 365. So, reiterating again, my name is Mark Schramm. Jan has been invaluable today. We both are very passionate about Windows Phone, have been from the beginning, or at least from the beginning. We've been very active. We really enjoy it, not just because we write programs for it, but we really like using it. And remember that there are consumer MVPs for Windows Phone in your neighborhood, and they're there to help you. They can show you how to customize your start screen and use it in cool ways. The one that's been helping me today with this presentation, Joel Rushworth, has been invaluable to me, and he knows stuff that I don't know. And if you find other MVPs like that, grab a hold of them and ask them anything you want. They're happy to help. Any more questions, Jan, while we're sitting here?
I think we are good, but I just the last question I answered And you talked about QR codes, and that's a pretty good one. And that's something we lost when we got the awesome Cortana, of course. But in the old search view, we had like this nice option to launch the camera lens to scan QR codes or text, right? And that's it's missing currently from Cortana. And so at some point I got like, there must be a shortcut. So I found one. And with Windows Phone 8.1, you got those quick actions like you have for settings. You can put up to four actions on top of the screen when you swipe from the top. And what I put there is the toggle for the location. So what that allows me is with one click to disable the location. And then when I hit the search button, Cortana is not launching, but she can't without location. And you get the old Bing Vision search entry back, and there it is. There's your QR code. And that's for me the quickest way to scan QR codes with the built-in option of Windows Phone. But of course, I hope the future builds we will see that back in Cortana. So
that's a great tip. That's a great tip. Yeah, that the ability to use, and it's not just Bing, it's not just QR codes. It also scanned the now kind of rare Microsoft codes. I'm not sure if it did barcodes or not. I don't think it did, but it could pick up a lot of information. I used it a lot with QR codes myself. Well, I thank you all for attending today. I guess we're going to have a few minutes for the next people to gather their stuff and get ready to go, because I think there's definitely a presentation after this one. If you have any last-minute questions, we do have a few minutes. I believe that they're going to be throwing some questions up in the some feedback questions in your chat window very shortly, if my clock is correct, and hopefully provide the feedback. We find that useful, and the more we know about how we're doing presenting to you guys, the better we can do next time. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Joel, in the background. And I'm ready to pass off to the next group. Thank you.